After months of promising, President Bush yesterday announced a comprehensive review of America's policy toward Cuba. He made the announcement in Miami, facing a cheering crowd waving American and Cuban flags. The president urged Cuban leader Fidel Castro to carry out a wide range of reforms if Cuba is to see the end of the 40-year-old American trade embargo. The president's speech delighted the anti-Castro members of the audience, but disappointed some Cuban Americans who were hoping to see signs of a thaw in relations, NPR's Philip Davis reports.
The occasion was a celebration, complete with a salsa band of the 100th anniversary of Cuba's independence from Spain. Almost all of Miami's Cuban-American power elite, along with recent immigrants, college students, and school kids, were crowded into a downtown auditorium. Many had already heard that President Bush was going to take a hard line against Castro, and when he took the stage, they were not disappointed.
We will continue to enforce economic sanctions and ban the travel to Cuba until Cuba's government shows real reform.
President Bush used tough language in the speech. He demanded that Cuba hold free and fair elections next year, reform its economy, and release political prisoners in exchange for an easing of the embargo. Mr. Bush said that opposition groups had never been able to freely contest an election with access to Cuban airwaves and overseen by international monitors in 43 years. So Mr. Bush laid out this challenge to Cuban leader Fidel Castro.
Mr. Castro, once, just once, show that you're unafraid of a real election. Show the world you respect Cuban citizens enough to listen to their voices and to count their votes.
Mr. Bush did announce some softening of the sanctions, such as making it easier for humanitarian groups to travel to Cuba and allowing direct mail service between the two countries. Cuban Americans in the invitation-only audience were delighted. 20-year-old political science major and young Republican Felix Simon was milling in the lobby with friends afterwards. He said he was moved by the speech.
Everybody just has so much, you know, emotions out there, and they're just definitely trying to express it and yelling and chanting libertad, liberty, freedom. And it's just, you know, I guess you get goosebumps as the president's actually, you know, stating the same things as what the people have been crying out for 40 years.
Even though the Cuban-American community sends an estimated $500 million a year in cash and supplies to relatives on the island, keeping pressure on Castro via the embargo is popular in Miami. Even newcomers like Isabel Sierra, who left Cuba only a few years ago, say they support the sanctions.
We need to realize here that the money never goes to the people. It goes to the Castro pockets, and Castro take that money and put that money off Cuba. And Cuba never can be prosper because of that.
But other Cuban Americans who watched the speech on television were disappointed with the president's remarks. A recent poll by respected Miami pollsters Ben Dixon and Associates showed that as many as 40% of Miami's Cubans are against the embargo, and a majority want to see travel restrictions eased. Elena Freire is a Miami activist who has been against the embargo ever since she saw the effects firsthand when she visited Cuba to see Pope John Paul II in 1997. She said everyone, including the president, knows the sanctions haven't worked. But she said it is smart politics in a state where the president's brother, Governor Jeb Bush, needs Cuban support to be reelected.
In order to do that, these people that were in that audience are people that may not be the vast majority that they once were, but they still have a lot of influence and a lot of money to contribute to campaigns. So this was a clever political ploy on his part.
Indeed, Governor Bush shared the stage with the president and delivered a rousing speech in Spanish. A few hours later, the president was a featured guest at a Florida Republican Party fundraising dinner that was expected to raise $2 million. Guests paid $25,000 a plate. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.